Buzzing at 102.9, the Brothers Osborne on the line right now. Hello!
How y'all been?
Doing good. Can't complain. It's a Friday, 420, and your album's out. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. You know, it's early for us. It might as well be 1 a.m. in the morning. It's, you know, musician time is tough.
Oh, yeah. Radio time is hard, too, especially when you got to get up at 4 a.m. to do a morning show.
I don't doubt it.
First, I just want to say congratulations winning the ACM for Music Video of the Year and Vocal Duo of the Year.
Well, thank you
so much.
We won the things. Yeah, it was pretty amazing. It was, rolling in this year with especially the duo category, we were like, oh, man, Tim and Faith, now you're in the category, too? Yeah. But we thought, man, there's no way we're beating them. So we were definitely, that was a huge surprise. It feels good to have won it again. We definitely it's pretty interesting that we've now won 2 CMAs for the category and the ACM, and we still roll into this feeling like we're gonna lose.
It could go anyway.
But that's kind of a good thing, right? Because for so long, you know, it should have been called the Brooks and Dunn Award. They won it for like 9,000.
Right, and maybe they'll recall it to the Brothers Osborne Award.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's cool that it can go either way. It used to be a toss-up category. Now there's some competition. So I think it's good. It's healthy.
Oh, it's so healthy for country music. And I actually have a bone to pick with you two because your album, Port St. Joe, out today. I was listening to it yesterday, and I think it's pretty unfair that I had to listen to the album when there was still snow on the ground outside, because I feel like this is a summer album and I should have been on the beach listening to it, or at least 85 degree weather.
Man, that's what music's supposed to do, right? It's supposed to take you on a journey.
And speaking of the album taking you on a journey, when you were writing the songs for the album, did you want to make this a summer album, or did it just happen that way? Because I know you guys actually wrote the album in Port St. Joe, which is the reason why that's the title.
We, we had a bunch of songs together. John and I, we love writing. That's really where we cut our teeth. And we showed up in the studio and we just started, I think the first song we recorded was Shoot Me Straight. And then we just started kind of piecing songs around that. It's interesting, actually, Shoot Me Straight, we recorded that 3 separate times over the 2 weeks. So we called the album Port St. Joe because we were in Port St. Joe, Florida. We went down to a beach house down there. It was really weird. I mean, it was great, but it's typically not a place you would ever want to record. I mean, there's no isolation. It's just think of a regular house. It's basically where we recorded. And then it just kind of turned out a little loose. I think we're having too much fun. It was fun getting off the road and in the studio.
And you could tell that you guys had a lot of fun making this record. And one of those fun songs is A Couple Wrongs Making It All Right. And you also have another song that kind of honors today's date, 420. It's called Weed, Whiskey, and Willie.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Weed, Whiskey, and Willie. Which is also 4 minutes and 20 seconds long.
I was going to say, did it just happen that way, or did you guys plan that?
it literally happened that way. We had no idea until we played it, and then the engineer was mixing it down, and we went back in the studio, and he was like, y'all, come here, look at this. Because this song is exactly 4 minutes and 20 seconds long. And then it actually went to mastering, and it came back at 4:19. They chopped the second off. And we were like, absolutely not. You put that damn second. Oh, we don't care if it's down.
You put that second on. All right, Brothers Osborne, sophomore album, Port St. Joe, out today. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, guys.
Oh, yeah. Thank you all so much. We're stoked to get it out.